You're listening to Silk Stories, brought to you by AlexandraSilk.com.
Hey everybody, it's Alexandra Silk.
And Luke Wilder, and this is Silk Stories.
Some of my stories are real, and some of them, they're fantasy. But you have to guess which one is which. I got a story to tell you. This is about a sex club that Luke and I visited one day. It was the first time we'd ever gone to an on-premise sex club. A lot of couples, a lot of single guys. Well, this one club that we were at was three stories. There was anything goes. I think the bottom floor or the basement floor was called the dungeon.
Mm-hmm, my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's where Luke Wilder likes to play, in the dungeon. And the second floor was my floor. That was all couples are allowed. And there was a lot of beautiful, beautiful girls there, too. Any single girls were allowed in, too. A lot of lesbians and couples, so that was very visually stimulating for me, because you might look in one corner and you'll see a girl and a girl getting it on, and then you look in another corner and you see like two couples having sex together with one another, and then you go into the orgy room and there's a whole bunch of couples having sex with one another. And
what's going on up on the third floor?
Oh, the third floor is the gay floor, I guess you could say. It was mostly just guys. And on Thursday nights, it was
just girls,
right? Yeah, so it changed depending on what day of the week it was.
Oh, I see.
That was fun to just roam around, and you might see one couple having sex, and they'll invite you in. Remember that?
You know what was amazing, though?
What?
How vigilant they are about practicing safe sex in the club. Remember that one time you and I were fucking and like someone came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey Luke, do you have a condom on?"
Oh, right, the hallway monitors. They just ensure.
Do you have a pass?
They just ensure everybody's practicing safe sex, and I think that's healthy. They've been doing it for years that way, so it's just the rules. And so we had a couple who invited us into their room, and I like to get things started rather quickly. we're instigators, right? And she was this cute little thing with big hooters.
That's all like I remember. You always love. That's all you remember.
I remember her tits. And he was cute. He was really playful. He was very sexy with her. He would like be finger fucking her and playing with one of her nipples. The two of them were just getting it on and being frisky with one another. And of course the energies were the same with Luke and I. We just started fucking each other. And then she joined in and she let me touch her boob, and next thing you know, I had two big, huge tits in my face, and Luke's fucking me from behind, and then he was doing her, and then he said that she liked getting fucked in her ass.
Well, she asked me if I would, and
yeah.
I'm always one to oblige a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. She just looked up at Luke and said, "Will you fuck me in my ass?" And he said it was okay. So she was just enjoying it. I know you're very gentle when you go there.
You know, I'm very gentle, but I didn't have to be with her. It just slid right in.
I know. Next thing you know, she's like, "Pull my hair, fuck me harder."
And what do you call that, a diamond in the rough?
Yeah. And her guy, oh, he was just, like, really turned on that anything goes. That is just the best, having to have a great experience with a couple who you don't even know, and you're just free to do what you want, because they're excited and you're excited.
You know, I just want to let everybody out there know that we do really live out these wild, crazy sexual experiences, but we're always safe about it. You know, like, even when a guy comes up and finger fucks Alex, you know, in a situation like this, we make him go wash his hands first. I mean, even to that point. So...
yeah, safe sex is fun sex. I have so much fun when I know we're all playing safe and we could just do all these wild and crazy things and still be safe.
Yeah.
I especially love it when I got... when I made him come, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I was jerking him off and he was just like... oh my God, I've never seen so much cum in my life.
Yeah.
This surfer dude was just, wah! Of course, it helped that his wife was licking his balls while I was like finger fucking his ass. And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, you were fucking me, remember?
I do remember.
That was fun time. So any chance you guys and girls get to go to a sex club, there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, by the way, we're going up next weekend. We'll come back with some more stories for you.
Yeah.
Till next time, this is Luke Wilder.
And Alexander Silk. Come again.
Well, you know what I really love? When you get dressed up to go out on a date.
Oh.
Yeah, and that one little outfit that you have, you know that white dress?
The see-through one?
Well.
Oh, that's sexy.
It's only see-through. In the right light.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. That's a fun dress to play in.
Yeah.
Because I know it drives you crazy.
Well, you have to get the light just right. And if you get light behind her, then it appears as if she is absolutely naked. It is a translucent dress. But when she walks in normal light, you know, it's just free-flowing and natural. So we're out one night, and we happen to be down in San Diego, in the old part of San Diego where there's a lot of traffic, and it just, like, sits there forever.
Oh, I remember this one.
Well, Alex is walking in front of every car that she can find, just so that people can see her body through the dress.
The headlights really add some effect.
Well, this one particular time, it really worked.
Yeah.
And the guy in the car beat the horn at Alex and said, "Hey, come here."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, most people would ignore them, but it was a high-end convertible.
Yeah. It was a nice car.
And the next thing you know, Alex is standing there unbuttoning her dress right in the middle of the street for this guy. I don't know what it is about you. Like, when you start on a sexual mode,
yeah,
you just do some of the most outlandish thing. Because the next thing you know, she's letting this guy play with her tits right there while he is stopped at a red light. Traffic all around him, people walking by. And you with your dress undone.
I know. Well, where's the harm in it? It's so fun. You know, that guy probably remembered that for the rest of his life.
And then she just walked away. And that was it. That was the whole gig.
And thank you for listening.